Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you for what was oh so close to another victory edition of the podcast. The Stars were so close to back-to-back wins over the Florida Panthers, but they fall after a late third-period collapse that will be one for the ages. And it was a disappointing finish for the Stars. They absolutely should have won this game and won back-to-back games against Florida. Instead, they leave three games against the Panthers with just the one win coming in Game 2 on Wednesday. You're listening to this on Friday, maybe Saturday. We've got a couple more episodes coming your way because the Stars are back in action against the Lightning this weekend. So lots of hockey coming your way. But talk about this game today, and it'll be probably a little bit of a shorter episode. We're just going to dive straight into this game and talk about this one. But, man, I mean, the Stars, golly, the Stars played so well. You know, if you watch the first 40 minutes of this game, the Stars were the better team by a fair margin. They looked better. I thought this was one of the better games they played in all year, you know, especially, you know, considering they really haven't looked that great since the very beginning of the season. But the Stars looked really, really good. No goals in the first period, but that was fine. They were controlling the game. I think they were playing the game they wanted to play. Get to the second period. Joe Pavelski scores on the power play 2 minutes in, put Dallas on top. And the Stars were able to just play their game. They slowed everything down. They were solid defensively. They limited chances that Jake Ottinger had to face for the most part. They were able to keep him from facing anything too high danger. They were out shooting Florida in this one. At the end of the second period, Jamie Benn, with a couple minutes to go, adds on a second goal. And it's when they went up 2-0, it was like, okay, there we go. This is what the Stars have, two-goal lead going in the third period. This is what the Stars do best. They've gotten back to their formula, right? Going to the third period, and I mean, they did for the most part. You know, there was a push from Florida, not to be unexpected with the game situation the way it was, but you know, there was a push from Florida, but it still felt like the Stars had it in the tank. They had enough to continue to hold on and to punch back and make it halfway through the third period, you know, without incident. And then in the span of 3 minutes, Alexander Barkov, Anton Strahlman, and Frank Vetrano, three goals. Barkov scored at the 13:39 mark. Vetrano scored at the 16:50 mark. That was the first and third goals. In 3 minutes, Florida scores three, takes a 3-2 lead, and the Stars lose this one. And we'll get into some of Rick Bowness' comments later because Rick Bowness went, I mean, scorched earth on his team. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was a collapse that you just don't expect out of a team like this. And we've seen them give up a couple of leads already this year, but even when they have, they've been one-goal leads. And they've still gotten a point out of it. Even if they didn't win the game, they still get a point out of it. But to have a two-goal lead with less than 7 minutes to play and then give up three goals, that's a new low, I think, for the Stars team. And now, you know, like I said, we were talking about this Florida series. And, you know, if the Stars were able to win two of the three, it kind of changes the narrative a little bit of the team and where the season's heading. It starts to look a little bit more positive. And you're going, okay, you know, two out of three against Florida. You take on Tampa Bay, but then you got a six-game homestand coming up. You know, things can get back on the right track, and now it's shifted back to the, you know, the dismal end of the spectrum, because it's now you've lost two out of three against Florida. You've now just won two of your last 11, I believe it is. If you're the Stars, yeah, you got a win over Florida, but you should have had two, and you collapse. And so, you know, game one against Florida, you get absolutely just beaten off the ice. And then game three, you dominate for 45, 50 minutes. You're the better team, and then you still lose. And I don't know where the Stars go from here as a team. They've got to figure it out quickly. From the stats, they outshoot Florida 39-35. They won the faceoff battle 56-44. Stars go 1-for-2 on the power play, 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. They outhit Florida 33-30. From a stats perspective and from what you saw on the ice, the Stars should have won this game. Absolutely should have won this game. And it was that little three. It was really about a five-minute stretch. On both sides, when you add in the time on both sides of the goals. But where the Stars just, they it's like they forgot everything they knew how to do. They couldn't get the puck out of their own zone. They were hemmed in. The defensemen were giving the puck away. They couldn't break out. They couldn't relieve any pressure. They couldn't get line changes. Florida was rolling full line changes while they controlled the puck in the Stars' zone. It would look like a power play. And the Stars had no answer for it, and they paid for it. And, you know, there's some questions as to whether I saw this going around social media. You know, Rick Bowness, should the Stars have used their timeout after the second goal? The first and second goal came 52 seconds apart. So there's some questions. Should the Stars have used their timeout and to when it was tied at 2-2, just to reset, get the guys off the ice for a second? He said, you know, I that's understandable thought, but they ended up needing a timeout late in the game because they were trying to get back into it. And they needed a timeout to try to set up what they were going to do to get into it. And there's no guarantee the timeout prevents that third goal. I think if he had it to do over again, I think he probably calls the timeout after that second goal, just to get Ottinger out of the crease for a second, get the Stars off the ice, get a change in, just hit the reset button, and I think calm everybody down. Joe elected not to, and the Stars go on and give up another goal, and they walk away empty-handed from this one. Jamie Benn scored a goal. Joe Pavelski scored a goal. Radek Fox picked up an assist. Justin Dowling picked up an assist. John Klingberg and Miro Heiskanen both had assists as well. So those are your point tallyers for the Stars on Thursday night. Jake Ottinger looked pretty good in net. I mean, he gave up the three goals in quick succession, but not a whole lot of that. I mean, it wasn't really his fault. I mean, maybe he should have, you know, you would like to see him save one or something. But, I mean, when you're facing 5 minutes of zone time practically, you know, the goal that wears on the goalie too. And so he stopped 32 of 35 on the day, 914 save percentage, didn't face a shot on the power play, played very well. I mean, I think Jake Ottinger is a bright spot from this early season for the Stars team. He looks the part. He looks like he's going to be a future NHL goalie, you know, regular, and I think he's got the potential to be number one. He looked the part again on Thursday night. He had stopped 30 of the first, I think it was 30 of 30 or 31 of 31, something like that, before he gave up those goals. He looked really, really good. And on the other side, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky was really, really good as well, stopped 37 of 39. He kept Florida in it. The Stars, in a way, they got Dallas Starsed, so to speak, in that the Panthers didn't look great early, got down by a couple of goals, and their goalie kept them in it until they were able to just kind of have this offensive outburst and get back on top. Let's step aside real quick. When we come back, we'll continue talking about this game, where the Stars are at, and take a quick look ahead to the rest of the weekend. Before we do, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online had you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, we're covering everything you need to know about the Dallas Stars, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. Talking about this loss for the Dallas Stars to the Florida Panthers. Stars see an epic collapse in the third period, late in the third period, cost them both points. Now, you got to, I mean, I want to keep saying you got to put it behind you and you got to reevaluate, but it's getting tough, dude. The Stars still in sixth. They're 5 points off of Columbus with six games in hand in fifth. They're 9 points off of Carolina, who's in fourth, and the Stars have four games in hand, and they're 10 points off of Chicago in third with six games in hand. So, yeah, it's on paper, it's still there for this team, and you know it's just going to take a run. But you start to question, do they have the run in them? Because this should have been the start of one, right? You beat Florida on Wednesday handily. You beat Florida on Thursday. Should have been beaten Thursday on handily. You go to Tampa Bay, regardless of the outcome at Tampa Bay. Then you have a six-game homestand in which you win, you know, four of those six. You're starting to feel a lot better yourself. That's eight of your last 11. You know, you're starting to feel, or I just did some math wrong, six of your last 9. Sorry, math, not my thing. We've talked about this. But you're starting to feel a lot better about the direction that you're going. Now you lose that game. You go back. Okay, now we just won two of our last 11. really, really struggling as a team. And it's not now the horizon doesn't look like a horizon. I don't even know what it looks like, but it looks much more complicated now when you look at the horizon for the team, because they're staring down the barrel of Tampa Bay twice in a row now, knowing that they're on a losing streak. Technically they've only lost one in it since they won Wednesday, but over the grand scheme of the past few weeks, they're on a losing skid, and now they're staring down the barrel of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, you know, if Florida's number one team in the division right now, Tampa Bay's 1.5, 1A, 1B, whatever it is, you know, they're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot. And Rick Bowness, some harsh words after the game, talking about the loss and what happened in that third period run. And I mean, his quotes were brutal. Bonus, this is coming from Matthew DeFranks, tweeted out Dallas Morning News. Rick Bonus, there's got to be some ownership taken here. You look at who let us down again tonight. It's the veterans. They did. The defense has to be better than that. Can't get beat off the boards. Can't be turning over pucks like we did. That's brutal words, right? From Rick Bonus. I mean, it's just, but you look at it, you go, he's not wholly wrong. And whether you take issue with Bonus not taking the timeout or not, which I think, like I said, I think if he had to do over again, obviously, I think in hindsight, he realized he probably might as well have. But you look at the situations when who was on the ice when the Stars gave up those goals. There's guys out there that know in those situations how to just slow the game down, make the adjustments, and get the puck out of the zone so you can reset. And they just did it. Guys who were on the ice for goals against tonight in that third period swing: Radek Foxa, Jamie Benn, Blake Como, Joe Pavelski, Jason Dickinson, Joel Kiviranta, defenseman Jamie Oleksiak, Miro Heiskanen. Those guys were all on the ice for these goals against. I mean, there's a problem there, right? There's a massive problem when you look at that list and who's out there: Jamie Benn, Joe Pavelski, Blake Como, Radek Foxa. Even if you could throw Dickinson in there, you don't have to necessarily throw Kiviranta in there. Oleksiak, Heiskanen, even though Heiskanen's not a veteran, he's Miro Heiskanen. These guys know better, and they turn the puck over. They didn't get the puck out of the zone, and it cost their team in a really, really tough spot. And now this team has to figure out a way to adjust, because they've got to get back in the win column. They've got to get back in the win column. It's a desperation thing now. They've got to put a little run together, and the schedule does not get easier. At any point, I mean, it doesn't. It gets tougher from here because it gets more congested. You're still playing the division. The Stars with just now one, I think they're 1-4-4 against playoff teams in the Central Division as it stands right now, and that's not good enough. They're 5-1-0 against the teams below them. That's awesome. You can't be except for Columbus. I guess Columbus technically ahead of them, but they're not in a playoff spot. But they're 5-1-0 against the other teams. But you can't make the playoffs losing to the teams that are in playoff spots. Just not how it's going to work. And the Stars they've got to find their rhythm. And the concern is, do they have what it takes to break out of this skid in the way they need to? Because you look ahead to the schedule, they've got Tampa Bay on the road on Saturday. They've got Tampa Bay at home on Tuesday. Columbus twice at home. Nashville once. Chicago twice. Then they're at Columbus, home against Tampa Bay, at Detroit, and then home against Tampa Bay twice. So we'll go through the playoff teams. They're next over the game Saturday and in March. The Stars have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games against playoff teams. 4 or 5 against the Tampa Bay Lightning, 2 against Florida, 2 against Chicago. And then they've got 4 against Columbus, who's in 5th. If you're a playoff team, you've got to be winning the majority of those games. And right now, as it stands, I don't think the Stars can. I really question whether the Stars have the ability to win those games with where they're at right now. I mean, they're going to be right now, I think in my mind, you're heavy underdogs against Tampa Bay on Saturday. They're underdogs at home against Tampa Bay. They're probably pretty even with Chicago at home later into the month of March. Anytime they play Tampa Bay, I think they're underdogs. Anytime they play Florida, I think they're underdogs. And so now you're looking at it and you're going, where do they pick up these wins? They have to basically clean sweep Columbus, Nashville, and Detroit to even have a shot. And even that's not going to do it unless you can also beat, you know, Chicago or something like that more often than you lose. So, I mean, it's a predicament, and I don't know where the Stars go from here to kind of address it. you would think a team with kind of the veterans on it and the experience that they have would have already kind of had the the team meeting and whatever, the get right meeting where they can kind of get back on track and they come out with a lot of energy and they can take it to some teams. But they just at least on the ice, it looks like they haven't. They haven't looked good enough. Look at the month of February. They've got the game against Tampa Bay. If you go through the month of February, the Stars won their first game of the month against Columbus, 6-3 on the road in Columbus. Since then, loss, OT loss, OT loss, shootout loss, win, loss. That's their month of February, and it doesn't look like it's going to end on a win against Tampa Bay with the way things are going. So, I don't want to sit here and just be, negative, but there's really some concern that the Stars are going to run into the spot where they can't turn it around or they're out of time to turn it around, because I've harped on this. They can't lean on future games in hand to dig them out of holes. It's not going to work. It will not work. If they are using those games in hand as a reason why they can get back into the season at the end of the year, get back into the playoff spot, it won't happen. I guarantee you it will not happen. They've got to make the change now. And right now they don't look, they look closer, and maybe that's the positive. They look a little bit closer. They should have won two against Florida, and instead they come away with just the one win. Let's step aside one more time. We come back, we'll wrap this one up and take a quick look ahead at Tampa Bay on Saturday. Before we step aside, rockauto.com has everything you need for your vehicle. There's so many makes and models out there. It's so many parts and brands to have to stock, and most stores can't keep them in their warehouse. RockAuto.com doesn't have a brick and mortar warehouse that you have to worry about not being big enough to stock all of these parts, because they are an online retailer and you have access to them at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family-owned business, served auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they're the same whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. While you're there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you the tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and info you need to keep ahead of the competition. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, wrapping up this Friday episode and trying to end on a positive note, and I think the only positive takeaway is they should have beaten Florida. And so I think maybe if you're looking at this and you're going, man, they're in this rut, you go back through February, and like I said, they just two wins in February across 10 games, the 10th game being Tampa Bay, depending on what happens against Tampa Bay on Saturday. But if you look at how they've played, they beat Columbus on the road, lost to Columbus by one on the road, lost to Chicago twice in OT at home, should have won at least one of those games, if not both of them. Lost to Carolina at home 5-3. Lost to Carolina in the shootout 4-3. Should have probably beaten Carolina in at least one of those games. Lost to Florida at home earlier this week. Absolutely should have lost that one. Beat Florida and then lost to Florida by one. Should have beaten Florida. So the Stars, if they can just hold on to lead or take advantage of their late opportunities, you're talking about maybe a two-loss month as opposed to a two-win month. But at this point, you've got to drive a little bit further and push a little bit harder to get past where it's not we should have won, or it's not in a situation where you can lose it. You just beat the other team. They did that Wednesday against Florida, 3-0 win. It was never really in doubt once they got up two goals. You never felt like it was going to come back down. And if they'd held on a little bit longer, maybe they're able to do that again on Thursday. But there's something that's not clicking, whether it's the concentration, whether it's the energy, whatever it is, it's not clicking fully with this team, and they're not putting together full 60-minute performances that are going to get them in the win column. Like I said, it's going to be a tough route on Saturday to try to finish off the month with a win at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay looks very, very good this year. As it stands, Tampa Bay sits second in the Central Division, right behind the Florida Panthers. Tampa Bay on the year, 13-4-1. They've played 18 games. They're only a point back of Florida, and they have a game in hand. They're plus 25 goal differential. They have the best goal differential in the Central Division. They're 8-1-0 at home and 5-3-1 on the road. So that 8-1-0 record is going to be a tough one for the Stars to try to break through. They've scored. They're outscoring Dallas. They just They look better than the Stars, as do most teams in the division right now. And it's going to be a tough way to try to end the month. I think it's going to do it all for this episode. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so we show up in your feed every day. Make sure to follow on Twitter at LockedOnStars. And you can follow my personal account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Saturday with a more in-depth Tampa Bay preview, and then we'll have a recap of Tampa Bay as well on Sunday. But that's going to do it all for this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.